thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week, I thought we'd tap onto a topic in this quickie around goals. I got asked, what do you do between goals or when you've achieved a goal? Or how do you look back and reflect on goals? And it's a really interesting one, isn't it? Because so many of us set and achieve goals, but then sometimes we can either get hit with a low, or sometimes we wonder if we should reset that goal, or is there another goal? What do we do with all these goals? How do we balance the momentum between goals and then reflect on them and see what we've learned? I guess any goal or any setting of a goal is like going on any kind of journey. And I think if we can just look at each milestone as getting us a step closer to each of our goals, aspirations, hopes, and dreams. But when we've reached it, do we immediately plunge into the next endeavor, is the question I was asked, or do we pause and savor the moment before starting a new one? I would have to say from personal experience that achieving a goal is undeniably exhilarating. It absolutely validates all the effort you put in. It reaffirms your capabilities and it definitely propels us forward. But I do also know that amidst all the euphoria of success, it is actually really important that we strike a balance between maintaining momentum and also giving yourself some time for reflection. So you see, some people, and I'm a little bit guilty of this myself, thrive on continuous motion. I actually find fulfillment in the pursuit of all new challenges. I love finishing one goal, but already having a new one set. But I also know that that momentum can help generate success and productivity and quite possibly growth. The problem is, and I don't know if any of you listening to this will agree with me, but sometimes I forget to celebrate the wins because I'm already thinking about the next goal. And sometimes I don't take time for introspection or to acknowledge those accomplishments or even foster a sense of fulfillment and gratitude. But sometimes I think it's really important when we look at goals that we set that we actually see were there lessons learned. Were there any strengths that you honed in on and improved? Or was there areas that you actually did step up and into? And I think what's so powerful about reflecting on goals is that it gives you such an insight into your own capabilities. Now, do we actually transition between goals immediately or do we actually create space for a reflective pause? Well, I don't know. I think it's a bit of a tricky one. I would personally say for me, it's better off if I set a new goal, but I know for some, they like to really enjoy the process of achieving that goal. It's in our nature. Some of us just want to go from one to the next. And for me, if I delay or have too big a break, then that may impede progress for me into the next thing I want to achieve. I also know that we all have unique approaches to goal setting and achievement. Like me, you may thrive on continuous action, but there's many who prefer to savor their accomplishments before diving into anything new. I also know emotionally, when you achieve a significant goal, it can evoke so many emotions, ranging from exhaustion to elation. But taking the time to process these emotions will actually help to ensure that you have a more mindful transition into the next goal. We also know that there's external factors that can affect our goal setting, things like deadlines, obligations, opportunities. All of these things can influence the timing of transitioning between goals. And so it's important that we adapt to the circumstances, particularly external ones, that help us to have more flexibility and maybe even more discernment. Maybe the key is finding a balance between momentum and reflection. I guess that's a sustainable way of looking at growth and fulfillment. And when I think about that, probably the important things are, and I mentioned it briefly, is celebrating those achievements. Actually take time to acknowledge and celebrate your success, no matter how small. When you engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, then you must take the time to reinforce the significance of your accomplishments. I cannot reiterate that one enough. It's also important we take time to reflect and learn. Maybe you could use the period of transition between goals to reflect on your journey. As I mentioned, look at the lessons learned or areas for improvement. Maybe you could embrace both successes and setbacks as valuable learning experience that truly do shape your future endeavors. I think it's also really important to set clear intentions. So define your next goal with clarity and purpose, align it with your values, passions, and anything else that's important to you. Establish your clear intentions and then create yourself a sense of direction and motivation as you embark on the next chapter of your journey. I think it's always important to set clear goals. Use the SMART acronym as often as you can. Remember, it's one of the most powerful things you can do is to constantly give yourself something that you can measure, give yourself timing, and also make sure that you can actually, is it something that you can continuously improve on? Or is it a goal that you've achieved and you don't need to stay on that path anymore? Maybe for some of us, those goals actually step us into bigger or better goals. So it's about embracing adaptability, being open to flexibility, being able to adjust or change the course of your goal and actually give yourself little corrections along the way. I've mentioned it many times in these self-love podcast quickies. Flexibility and adaptability are huge, amazing traits that will enable you to navigate unforeseen challenges, but also be open to seizing incredible opportunities. So is it right to have a new goal as soon as you've finished a new one, or do you take time to reflect? Well, I think it's actually important that you do what's right for you. I think transitioning between goals involves a delicate balance of momentum and reflection, but I also think an immediate action may propel us forward. Maybe a reflective pause helps you to look at deeper insights and see that you're emotionally ready for the next chapter. Maybe the key to this particular quickie is that maybe we can embrace both aspects. I think if you can cultivate a holistic approach to achieving your goals, then that, in my humble opinion, will nurture growth, resilience, and the ultimate thing of all, fulfillment. So I'd love to hear what goals you've got going on at the moment. I'd love to know if you're in the middle of transitioning to another goal. I'd also love to know if you've achieved goals, big or small. Please don't ever take for granted that I don't love to hear any of your beautiful feedback, comments, quotes, or anything at all via email, where you can come at me at info@kimmorrison.com, or you can certainly message me on Instagram, Kim Morrison and the number 28. Facebook, I'm always open to receiving messages there, which is Kim Morrison Training. Or you are welcome to place any comments and feedback on the wellnesscouch.com/selflovepodcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I absolutely love giving these little quick bits of information and thoughts and reflection based on all the comments that you send through to me. So thank you so, so much for being on the Self Love Podcast ride. I really appreciate your 5-star rating, and I certainly, absolutely, wholeheartedly and humbly, very, very grateful for you sharing this and making sure other beautiful souls get to hear these little tidbits of information and the beautiful interviews that I get to do each and every week. Thank you so much for being a part of my world. I absolutely cannot wait to see you either at the Essential Self-Care Weekend, where we do dive deep into goal setting, or the Essential Self-Mastery Program, where we actually do set tangible, realistic goals that you get to reflect on 90 days later. So if you're ready to step up, if you're ready to take ownership in all these areas, don't forget to head on over to kimmorrison.com or 28.com, the word 20 and the number 8. And under events, you'll see there the beautiful Essential Self-Care Weekend. But you can also see or find out more information about the Essential Self-Mastery Program this year, only one intake a year, and that's at kimmorrison.com. Have a wonderful day. And I look forward to hearing or seeing or listening out with you same place next week. Take care. Be kind.
Thanks for listening to the Self Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.